Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and this is Carl from Incredibly Strange Films and Film and Stuff, and of course, Deviant Legion Network. And we are here today because we had problems yesterday with Rachel's Wi-Fi, but we are back, and we are going to be doing another summer commentary watch of what I think is a really fun reboot. Sorry, I'm doing my nicotine gum. Give me a break. Piranha 3D, directed by Alexandra Aja. So here's Rachel. Rachel, you've never seen this movie, have you?
No, I haven't. I am in my usual virginal finery today. A great sacrifice upon the bad movies.
Well, this one's not so bad. Alexandra Aja directed High Tension. Yeah, he did a number of films. There's another one we'll probably do called Crawl, but he also did one of your favorite films, which is Horn.
Oh, yeah.
Which I know you love.
Yes. Oh, I made everybody watch that one. That was a beautiful film. And seriously, like, Daniel Radcliffe has been the best about not casting himself. He has so far removed himself from Harry Potter that I usually forget he was ever involved with that. Thank God.
Yeah. It's like Robert Pattinson in Twilight. He's also done the same thing. So there
oh,
you
yeah.
go. But this is basically a reboot, a rethinking of the original Piranha, which was directed by Joe Dante. That was a horror comedy. This certainly has its comedy moments in it. You will notice some very familiar faces: Elizabeth Shue, Jerry O'Connell, Christopher Lloyd, and there's one at the beginning which is going to be a surprise, and I want to see if you know who it is. So this is on Max, otherwise known as formerly HBO Max, and it is streaming for free. If you have Max, of course, you've got to pay for it, but you understand what I mean. And
yes,
I think it's
about time.
You just
have to get through 30 seconds of ads in the beginning, which we have already done.
Do that. And we are at as close to 000 as you can, and you sort of look at the HBO start, and it's like way out of focus, but it's there. And that's where we are. So get yourself there. Pause the commentary if you have to. And we're going to start here with the countdown. That's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Then I say go, and that's when we start. Okay, but first I'm going to set up my something here first. I'm going to take care of my volume. And I'm also going to get the subtitles on.
Oh, yeah, no, I've been watching Max, so I've got subtitles.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to start the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Da, da, da.
Here we go. More movie houses. Lantern Entertainment. No.
Yep. And Dimension Films. Very famous releasing house at this time. I don't think they're still around, though.
I don't either, but yeah, this was 2010, so we're going to see a lot of, like, throwbacks like that. God, 2010. A bazillion years ago. It's almost as old as
it was like
kid.
Yesterday to me. By the way, what is that animal? Some sort of lizard, but I'm not sure what the hell it is.
It's a monitor lizard, I believe.
Okay.
I don't remember though. I'm not good with reptiles.
So I'm going to ask you who this person is. Not just the actor, but what character do you think he is? Okay?
That is... fuck, Mr. Holland's Opus. That's Richard Dreyfuss,
yes.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Now, what character do you think he is?
Playing the guy from Jaws.
Exactly. There you go. He is billed as the famous oceanographer. And I love the beer bottle travel.
Mm-hmm. All the way down to the bottom. Are we going to get drunk fishies? That'd be awesome.
Now, this is in 3D, too, so keep that in mind. We don't have 3D glasses, but...
I'm okay with that. 3D movies don't work well for me. They give me headaches. Now, that's a scorpion, just in case you wanted to know about that one.
No, that one I knew. I knew that was a scorpion.
No, I'm not used to the scorpions that look like that. I'm used to little black ones. But that is definitely a chasm there. Oh, Drive is going to die.
Exactly.
That water is just so pretty.
CGI is the best in the world,
I mean,
but still.
Hey, this was in 2010, and I was just about to say, I know it's very obviously CGI, but back when this was made, and don't forget this was also 3D, so some of this coloration in here is because you're supposed to be looking at it through the red-blue glasses.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know why, but that swirling water just looks so pretty.
Yeah.
Maybe partially because of the bad CGI, because it's so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
That fish had motherfucking teeth. And yes, Rhiannon actually is in here today giving us a little bit of commentary. And so, yes, I have to say, I do know that fish have teeth. I mean, we've got alligator gar out here. Come on.
When they did the original one, it was all puppets. This is not puppets.
Oh, yeah, it was awful. It was awful.
But it was so much fun.
I mean, I'm already going to tell. I can already tell that this one's going to have some fun for me.
Yeah.
Like that right there. Oh, my God, you're right. Rhiannon just reminded me or just told me that's a Terminator reference right there.
Yes, it is. Very good.
That is a good call, kid. This is why you're here.
Oh, Rhi, you're going to like this one. Trust me. Filmed at Lake Havasu, by the way. In Arizona. And Bing Rhames. Don't forget, Bing Rhames is in this one.
Nice. I just want to jump on a trampoline and jump into water. Not big into, like, wakeboarding and shit, but... You know, I never tried wakeboarding because I actually went to school for most of my life with the world champion wakeboarder.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, I'm not even going to try because ain't no way I'm going to be nearly as good as this person. It's just not worth my time. I've never been water skiing either.
No. No, I would never, ever. I've been voting.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been tubing. Like, I've been pulled behind a boat on a raft or, like, a big, you know, inflatable platform or whatever, but no. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love her.
No, Elizabeth Shue. She was actually up for an Oscar
for this movie?
Not for
what?
Oh,
Leaving Las Vegas? Yeah.
And everybody gave her shit for doing this film, and she said, I had so much fun doing this, and if you don't like it, that's tough shit. Mom. This has a lot of, we just saw Cocaine Bear. Cocaine Bear has basically the same exact plot.
Okay, so yeah, I have not seen Cocaine Bear, even though I'm in Tennessee, but I plan on watching it at some point, I'm sure.
It's fun. It's not superb, but it's fun. Of course, all the nice people survive and all the assholes get eaten. So, you know, I mean,
of course.
That's pretty standard.
I mean, he's wearing a Death to the Pixies t-shirt, so I'm kind of digging that. I love the Pixies.
Well, the Pixies t-shirt gets a lot of play in this, by the way.
Aw. It is a cool shirt. What the hell?
Yeah, I'm about 30 seconds behind you, I think. But I can look that out. There are commercials here, so just to let you know.
There's commercials?
Mine there is. But we'll work through it. Now, that's Jerry O'Connell. What do you see Jerry O'Connell?
I don't have
O'Connell
any commercials, in? Carl.
Well, I can get through it. Don't worry about it. I know the movie back and forth, so not a problem. Jerry O'Connell was in Sliders. He's been in, and of course, Stand By Me, too. And he plays a real sleazeball.
Yeah. Okay. Like, where are you at?
I'm at Jerry O'Connell and the girl is just leaving.
You're like ahead of me, I guess.
Okay, well, I can go back. I'm a wild, wild girl. What's a wild, wild girl, Jake?
Yeah. Okay. The location scout, guide us around, show us all the good spots. The G spots
that
are local. Yeah.
The G spots need a local. This is not subtle by any means.
No, I don't think it's supposed to be.
Exactly. This is why I say this is definitely a B-movie with a B-movie soul. And the underwater work is actually very good in this.
Oh, that's his mom. I always had to explain that to my mom. Like, dude, you can't knock as you're walking into the room. That defeats the purpose of knocking.
Yeah.
So, of course, he's going to survive. I'm sure she and the little girl are.
Yeah.
He's got some decent posters. We got some Radiohead, some
Ramones.
Yeah. And now we're going into what I'm assuming is the fish haven.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a police station wagon.
Yep. And here we get the Ving.
Yep. He's going to die too. Because he's old and about to retire. Probably his last day on the force.
You've seen a lot of these, haven't you?
No, whatever gave you that impression? I mean, all I can say is I know exactly what he's thinking right now. And that is... he has been waiting all day for his wife's special roast that she is going to make to celebrate his finally retiring. And then he's going to get ate up by piranhas and, yeah.
You're going to love the end. All I'm going to tell you is you're going to just howl at the end. You are.
Oh, I'm sure. Now I want a fucking roast.
Well, it's stew meat tonight, so there you go. It wasn't a roast. Okay, that's beautiful.
Yeah, there, I'm getting too old for this.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, there's an advertisement.
Well, he's got the Danny Glover role. He's got the Danny Glover role. Let's face it. Okay, I got a commercial here.
I do, too. Are we allowed to do this, Carl?
Sure. We can just talk about the movie during the commercial. So what do you think so far?
It's building up, I'm sure.
At least the commercials are synced. So a little more about Alexander Aja. High Tension was the first film that was called French Extremities. And we're back to the movie now, by the way.
I'm not back
really
to the movie. Now I am.
I am.
Yeah, I know. They're not synced up.
Okay. I'm at minus 111.32.
Let me see if I can get this to tell me without me stopping it. I am at minus 111.29,
28. Okay. Yeah, I'm about 10 seconds ahead of you, so.
Yeah. And that's what happened last time because I didn't have a commercial.
Right. So now we've gotten another victim.
Now we've gotten another what? Hello?
Well, somebody else died.
You said someone else died?
I thought so. Maybe not. I'm at 110.8. Now 110.15.
I'm at 110.18.17.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're,
no,
we're
I haven't seen anybody else die yet.
No, I missed that. Okay. That no, sorry.
Why are they sending the sheriff out there?
Yeah, there's definitely gratuitous nudity. Just want everyone to know that.
Well, yeah, you have to.
Mm-hmm. Of course, okay, so the Girls Gone Wild was a big thing back about 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, God.
And,
yeah.
And the
basically what this
guy who was the head of it finally got into jail. And finally
Major
killed him.
Major trouble.
Yeah. But you could tell O'Connell is having a blast. He usually plays, goody two-shoe characters. Not here.
Yeah.
Now, this begat a sequel called Piranha Double D, and that one was horrible.
Yeah.
This one is worthwhile.
I mean, I was about to say, this one doesn't seem to be setting a high bar so far, but okay.
Well, it's playing with it, you do a lot of stupid smart comedies. We did Beer Fest,
yeah,
for God's sake.
Oh, I know.
This is one of those. It's using, the basic template and making fun of it and playing with it a lot.
Okay.
And everybody is, except for the major people, the ones we care about, they're all over the top.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that's just setting the bar. Who's going to die and who's not going to die, right? We already know.
Oh, exactly.
There are no surprises here. But that's not why we're watching it. We're watching it because it knows what it is, and it plays within it and does it really well. Of course, that's the girl he really cares about.
Yeah.
So, she's going to survive, too. You know that.
Well, of course. But she's not going to have sex with him.
Yeah, there's the other thing. Which ones are, the whole, if you have sex, you're going to die. I mean, that goes back to Halloween, for God's sake. And it goes back even further than that.
Yep. I mean, we've got Dracula
now,
here.
Mm-hmm. I have never, ever been on spring break, nor will I ever be on spring break.
Really, Carl? You won't go
no.
to spring break?
Nope.
Are you kidding
nope.
me?
Nope.
Surprise. Shocker there.
I was a band nerd, for God's sake.
We know.
Be one of my groupies. getting darker these days. I have to turn on the light.
What?
No, it's getting darker these days. I've got to turn the light on now.
Oh, yeah. That happens sometimes when you've already had the longest day of the year.
This is true.
They tend to get shorter. This weird thing that happens with, like, the moon and the sun cycles. Thank God. This kind of reminds me of what they were doing in Hatchet. Remember they had the John Wild girls? Yep.
That was a good one. You picked a good one there.
It's one of my favorites. I don't see why it gets such a bad rap.
Well, I agree.
Yeah. She's the one in a modest bathing suit, even though it's a bikini, you know. Aw, it's a flower duet.
Exactly. It's Lock May.
I love it that they're wearing
cracking
flippers.
Up when I saw this with the music
and the flippers.
Yeah. Okay, come on, that's fucking brilliant. Okay, it is. Okay. Big smile. Yeah, if I was that age and looking at that in real time, I'd be smiling.
Yeah, we know.
Mom always spoils it. Oh, well.
He's all, no, man, it's cool. I'm just, you know, filming a porno or whatever.
Yep.
Oh, he's going to get in so much trouble, but then they're going to have that. This is not the time for that. There's man-eating piranhas in the water.
How did you know? That's almost verbatim. Okay,
yeah,
I told you we were going to have a blast with this.
I mean, I've seen just a few too many of these movies, maybe.
But you know what? That's a wonderful thing. Many as if they're done well.
Yeah, exactly. They've got to know exactly what they are and what they're doing.
Exactly. Trust me, he knows.
Oh, I can tell.
Now, the music's not as obvious as Jaws, which I think is a good choice. As much as that theme is so, you know,
iconic.
So well known, and you know, they decided not to do it. Mm.
kids aren't going to die, but they're definitely going to get close to it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They are going to get in some serious trouble. Let's hope they know how to swim. I always hate that when kids live near water and they're like, I don't know how to swim.
You know what?
That's the
another
first thing
one
you teach your kids.
Have what? You ever seen Zombie Beavers?
I think we watched that one.
Okay.
No, we didn't do Zombievers, but we've talked about the music a lot. No, you know what? I think we did
do
that one.
Zombievers. That's another summer one.
I think we actually did do that
one.
That's
one that also knows it's a B-movie and, like, just goes with it. I love this camera work.
I'm pretty sure we did that one last year, though, now that I think about it.
I think we did, too. No.
Asshole kids. That's what you get for putting your asshole kid blood in the water. God. Supposed to leave Mother Nature how you found it.
Oh, isn't he cute?
He's adorable.
Okay, we're at another, I've got another ad here.
I do too. Oh, okay. I'm actually interested in the ad that's playing on my television, but I'm not going to say what it is.
I swear to God, she has one of the ugliest noses I've ever seen.
I don't know who we're talking about. I don't think we had the same commercial.
Okay.
Yeah, we
was Sex in the City.
Oh, God, no. Walking, talking, foot face? Uh-uh. No, mine was advertising the new season of Harley Quinn, which
I've got,
I'm pumped about
Shark
now.
Week right now. So there you go. Hosted
I've
by Jason Momoa.
Some sort of 90-day fiancé UK.
Okay, I'm back to the movie.
Yep, me too. They synchronized this time.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Who's that guy? I recognize him.
I do, too. I can't think what his name is. I'll try to find out.
Yes, you will.
This is what I do.
That's what you do for me. So to say,
absolutely.
My husband's not here. My kid's not down here now. Like, I need a secretary. Hop to it.
I'm working on it.
Besides, I'm letting my nails dry right now. I can't be pulling out my computer, messing up this beautiful manicure. I'm painting them kind of the turquoise color of the top of the water, like that. That right there, that turquoisey,
mm-hmm.
That's like
that's
exactly
Stephen
the color
R.
of my nails.
McQueen, by the way.
Steve McQueen, are you fucking kidding me?
Stephen R. McQueen.
Wow. I love it. I fucking love it. Have to go with a little nugget.
Oh, he was
God.
In the Vampire
Sorry,
Diaries.
I never watched that. Have not seen a single episode. But I've seen his
he's
face a bunch.
He's also in Chicago
so.
Fire. He's
never
in Chicago Fire, too. That's basically it.
What's he doing picking all these lame-ass shows? Why hadn't I seen him in anything good? It's The Abyss! Oh, wait, no, that's a different movie. Yeah, that's a thing that I don't like very much.
What?
Caves? Caves.
Yeah.
I've been in my fair share of them. I've taken so many cave tours. And you know what? I feel like you can't breathe the whole time. I'm not even claustrophobic. I just don't like being underground that far.
Uh-huh. You know, I mean, I've been into the caves that are open for the public, right?
Yeah.
But I've never been spelunking. I would never do that.
No, I would never actually go spelunking. I've been on cave tours. Like I said, I've been in the underwater lakes or whatever in Tennessee.
Yeah.
I've been to Blanchard Springs. I've been to Crystal Caverns. I've been to the one that they have inside of Silver Dollar City. Yes, they have a full-on cave network there.
I was there, too, when I was a kid. And that's a long time ago.
But I'm still just not a fan.
I bet you don't particularly want to watch The Descent.
I thought that movie sucked to begin with. No, it did not make me feel claustrophobic and weird. It did not make me scared. I just didn't like it.
Interesting.
And I know everybody goes gaga over that one, but it didn't do it for me.
It's not Neil Marshall's best film by any means.
Yeah. Oh, man. Like, can you imagine what the market value of Killer Piranha Roe would be? Like, what kind of sushi would they make out of that shit? And you're just kicking it like it ain't some sort of future delicacy.
Yep.
Assholes.
This set,
I guess,
is just
a lot of fish
amazing.
Eggs.
Of course, you know, they're doing the alien thing too here too. You understand that?
Oh yeah.
Oh, let's throw in alien. Let's throw in this. Let's throw in that. Yeah.
Oh, and I'm sure they're gonna get all like Dawn of the Dead on this shit too, like where everybody has to hole
yeah.
up somewhere. And the asshole is going to be like, no, I think we need to stay. And everybody else is going to be like, we need to go. And he's going to be like, come on, titties, follow me. We're going to hunker down.
Uh-oh.
Well, there's that. And then piranhas.
Bloody as this film is,
Sam's been a bad, bad boy. If he got eaten by piranhas in this movie, we know he's not a good man. Wait, did somebody just say I can't swim?
Yeah,
I swear to God,
Elizabeth
he said I can't
Shue.
Swim. Well, it was Elizabeth Shue that said she can't swim?
I think so.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, but I think if you're a police officer, especially around a big body of water, which obviously they are because they have fucking spring break there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think swimming should be part of the requirements.
No, I would think so, too.
Yeah, and I was going to say, what do you think his chances of survival are?
None.
You think he'll be able to fix maybe some butterfly sutures and some gauze? You are wasting tequila if you were trying to drink it out of somebody's belly button and just pouring it off of it. I mean, it's Jose. It's not even good tequila, but come on now. You're wasting it. That's alcohol abuse. I call party foul. Oh, my God. I just recognized camera guy, too.
Yeah.
This guy.
Well, you know he's going to get it, so.
Oh, yeah, but I hope his is more creative than the ones we've seen so far. Like, I want some real piranha action on him.
Is. Yeah.
I mean, I want the female piranha's liberation organization to come, like, take him to task for being an asshole. misogynistic douchebag. Her name's Rachel? What? Damn it.
I forgot to tell you that.
Yeah, and Rachels are always the survivor girls. It was the same thing in that that one, The Ring, the one with the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Her name was Rachel, too. And I've noticed it in just, like, a bunch of fucking movies. Like Blade Runner. And or do androids dream of electric sheep?
Mm-hmm. He was the enigmatic good android.
Yeah. I'm sorry. At this point, I would not be trying to find the prettiest girl to do belly button tequila shots. Oh, no. She's probably the best. She looks like she's got a pretty deep belly button. I'd be looking for the deepest belly button. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I want to have fun, but I want to be practical about it.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't even get any salt. You guys suck at this. Ooh, that's got to tell you something, honey.
Oh, here we go.
There he is. It's...
Yeah.
Well, I know his name, but I'm sorry, I'm choking. Anyway. Of course, he's got to be the crazy science-y guy.
Maybe he is.
Hey, we have some freshwater sharks in some of the lakes in Arkansas. And freshwater jellyfish.
And the breed. Of course you got to do the baby alligators. Gotta love Christopher Lloyd. You gotta fucking love him in this. That is one very cool looking fish. You gotta say the model makers did some real good work here. What do you think? Rachel, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I said, what do you think of the model work?
Oh, I said it was great.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Sorry, I'm just loving Christopher Lloyd here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's playing to his stereotype, but he's really fucking good at that.
Yeah.
And parasailing. Never done that. Although I do think it would be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, now he pulls out the Coke. You know shit's going to go south for him soon.
Not a bad soundtrack, either.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. They're not supposed to see porn. Trust me, honey. They've got the internet. My mom is the sheriff. You got to do what I say. Oh, God, the fuzz.
Cocaine Bear, the kids.
Boobies in the water.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got to get her nips bit off. Naked parasailing, huh?
Here we go. Here's our first real, like, attack. Wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah.
I don't understand why women would do this.
I don't either.
This is one of the reasons I never went on spring break. This is not my type of thing.
Yeah, mine either.
Oh, you know, there is gratuitous. Read the Bible. I love that.
So get off the fucking beach. Get up out of there.
And you know shit's going to hit the fan. You know that.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Yes.
I mean, we've been waiting for that.
Movie if it didn't. Okay, we're back at a commercial now.
Yep. I got lizards in mine.
This is about basketball. Mine is about basketball.
Mine's got dinosaurs on it.
I'd rather have yours. Winning.
Yeah, you would,
because
they're all eating each other,
Lakers
and it's
dynasty.
Great. Oh, it's advertised.
Well, you know,
oh, Meg 2, The Trench.
Okay, now it's 90-day UK. Beyonce.
I'm back in the movie.
Okay, I'm not, so hold on.
Tell me when you get to 3641.
Okay, cool. I'll let you know. Okay, almost there. Almost there. All right, go. We're back with the kids.
Yep, talking about fish.
Uh-huh. I want to just take a look at something here.
Okay. What's the name of the boat in Jaws?
That's a good question. I don't remember.
I think I do. Now I'm going to check something.
Okay. So I'm looking at Jerry O'Connell. He is in Star Trek Lower Decks. He's the commander.
Okay.
That's what he's doing now.
It's the Orca.
He's been for a while.
Yeah.
So he's still working. He was in Carter.
Okay.
Who cares about Jerry O'Connell? We're getting into this yet now. I haven't followed O'Connell's career since then, since this. I wonder if he plays assholes in any of the other shows he's been in, because he is a really good asshole in this. You got to admit.
I think he does. I'm pretty sure I've seen him be an asshole, but I'm at a loss of for what in right now. Yeah, I don't think they're listening to her.
No. Of course they're not. They're stupid kids. And guess what? They are stupid. Because here we go.
There we go. Right in the thong hole.
Well, now that there's blood, forget it.
Oh, yeah. I hope everybody dies.
There's
all
a shitload to do.
I mean, I want to see implants floating in the water. Come on now. Oh, they're climbing up the scaffolding. It's going to fall over into the water.
How did you know?
Because I'm good. I'm just that good. If you don't have legs, you can't get on the boat. You're dead already. The piranha body tornado. Well, and of course, because the sign says trying to get wet. Dumbasses.
So
oh, this is like totally Titanic over here. Yes. It's going to electrify the water. Oh, she got cut in half. That's amazing.
This is one of the best sequences I've ever seen like this. This is just so operatic and so beautiful.
Why didn't anybody else get on that? I'm just
because
saying.
They're stupid kids.
Yeah, they are. That right there, just more proof that there really was enough room on that door for Jack.
Yep.
Yes. Did you know shooting into the water is actually a very, very ineffective way to hit anything?
Yeah, but the taser is not a bad idea.
No, it's not. I was thinking, damn, she loves that taser. Come on, you no-legged motherfuckers. Get off the boat. I like that boat. Life is rough, but not today. He just ran over somebody. He's just indiscriminately running over people. That's great.
This is one of the greatest sequences I've ever seen in a movie like this. This is just so fantastic. And it just does not let up from here on in.
Please tell me he stops at the hot dog stand. Damn.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, shit. He tells those dumbass kids to get away from the glass.
Is that not beautiful?
Oh, absolutely. Dumbass kids. Man, I feel like Red Foreman.
Yeah.
I love his over-the-top wails. It makes it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. He got no legs.
Right,
tossing off the boat.
Fingers.
Man, I bet that was barely a snack for them. I'm not a fan of hers.
Okay, one last commercial.
Yeah, I'm seeing it too.
No, this is the one you like.
Yeah.
The religious gemstones.
The righteous gemstones, Carl.
Okay, gotcha.
And yeah, I mean, have you seen how much weight John Goodman has lost? Holy
yeah,
shit.
Really?
It is scary.
Oh, we're back to Harley Quinn too. That was fun. Harley Quinn, that was fun.
Yeah. Harley Quinn's awesome.
And there's the penis. It's rather a large one, actually.
Yeah, I was about to say, why'd they have to do that to him? I was hoping for more humiliation. I mean, yeah, his dick got eaten by piranha, but they animated it. They totally could have given him a little dinky one. He is the douchebag. But at least Burnett Girl didn't die. She seems pretty nice.
The makeup is really good, by the way. Have you noticed?
Now, I am surprised he wasn't one of the first ones to die.
No, he's not. Now, this is beautiful.
Yeah. Aww.
Pretty much a massacre.
Not bad.
You know, I mean, I can't do a body count here, but there's a shitload. For a movie
I'm sure somebody's already done it and it's posted on the internet.
And here's your, oh, Mom, I screwed up.
Yep.
You said to see what's going to happen.
Oh, I did. And when she gets there, she's going to be so Mom mad.
Then she's going to be so happy that they're alive. Is he going to die? Because he's one of the good ones. I don't remember if he does or not.
I think he's going to get seriously injured.
Okay.
But he's going to pull through because I think they're supposed to be together in the end. Just because that's how these things go. And if we're following the trope right now of the good people live, then yeah. Yay! She doesn't have to keep doing that. She's wearing pants. She can just pull herself and slide her legs. Make that way more difficult than she needs to.
Yeah, but they have to show off the stunt people. Come on.
Well, that's true. So yay, Mom to the rescue. You guys are grounded for life when we get home. If I don't know that, shut up. I mean, I kind of want her to die right now.
No, no, no. You know he's gonna die as the good Bang Bang Girl, the one that's still there.
Oh yeah, the brunette.
Right.
But she was nice,
good.
And she was. Yeah, she was sweet to the kids, so I thought she had a chance.
Well, it's been a number of years since I've seen this, so from here on in, I'm not sure if either one of them die, or they both get injured, but they both survive. I don't remember particularly. I don't pole dance for nothing.
There you go.
You have a lot of explaining to do. Yeah, we know.
Hey, one of the kids is going to slip, and it's going to be all scary. Well, with the way these kids are following instructions, you might as well tell them to look down.
Yeah.
You got too much weight on the rope. Come on. Hurry. Move. Oh, my God. If she dies, I'm okay with it because she's acting dumb right now.
Yeah.
She's
and
gone.
There she goes.
All right, go, kids. Man, we didn't even get to see her boobies.
No, we didn't.
Move your ass, you little cross goblins. You are about to be fish food. Go on, Mom. Do it. Come on, Mama Bear.
You didn't expect that, did you?
I did not, actually. Of course, his last words had to be wet t-shirt.
Of course.
You know, I was watching a movie last night where somebody was using a frying pan as a weapon.
Nice.
That, well, Tangled, but yeah. Ah, we already tried that asshole. He was such a clown. He tasted so funny. Yeah, what is he doing? How's he going to get his girl?
He's going under.
Oh. Come on, bitch. Why are you asking questions right now? Just do the goddamn thing.
That's fucking smart.
Yeah.
Of course, that had to happen.
Yeah, but I would probably swim out to the bottom edge of the boat, or it's going to yank your ass right up over the edge of it, and you're going to get keel hauled.
Mm-hmm. And well, that's what they're
okay.
doing.
Yeah, okay. They're going to hit over those rocks, man.
Of course they have trouble starting the engine.
Yeah. Start pulling them. Of course it is. Oh, yeah, you're right. Ree's saying that they just kissed, so of course it all has to work out. Nice. It's illegal to fish like that, guys.
But I'm okay with that.
Okay, so all the people we thought were going to have survived so far.
Have survived.
Oh, except for Burnett Lady. I thought she was going to survive because she was nice, but no. Apparently, she was still a whore.
There you go.
Oh, no, they're not.
Except for one.
Of course. No, there's got to be a second one somewhere so they can procreate, right?
Right. Well, there is a sequel. It's not worthwhile.
We you mentioned said that. Oh, see, he even said so. Dynamite fishing is illegal. Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
Come on, you gotta admit, that's a great ending.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, well, that was Piranha 3D. Not the
What did you think of that?
Not the worst movie I've ever seen. Obviously not the best, but...
By the way,
the wet t-shirt guy was
Eli Roth, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And Greg Nicotero is in that, too.
Yeah, I saw him. Wasn't he the camera guy?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one was fun. I mean, it's probably not one I'm ever going to watch again.
I thought we needed a fun summer movie.
Well, I've got one coming up.
Okay, well, you tell us what you're doing, what we're doing.
Well, I mean, I guess this is kind of leading us into housekeeping here because the movie's over and I don't sense a cut scene coming, but...
No, there's not a cut scene.
Yeah, my fun summer movie that we've got coming up, I don't think we've determined the exact date yet, have we?
No, but we could do it Saturday or we could do it like Monday or Tuesday next week.
Probably next week, but I'll check on that. No, because you're thinking about doing something with Doc on Saturday. So how about...
Well, no, actually, that's going to be next week. So.
Okay, well, I'll still say Monday or Tuesday next week.
Right, okay. So what when are we doing? Remind
me. We are going to be doing Lake Placid. Yes, the one with Betty White in it. I love that movie. I think it's hilarious. Very much in this same genre of B movies that know they're B movies but have great people in them anyway.
And talk about great people. Okay, you got Oliver Platt. You got Brendan Gleeson. You got some great people in that movie. And, of course, Betty White, who just fucking steals the show.
And surprisingly decent CG in that one as well, especially for it being such an old movie, because that one's like, what?
2001.
Yeah, around then, because I was still in high school when it came out. I remember we rented it when I was staying at my friend's house one night. And I'd never really seen a movie quite like that. And I just remember thinking how fucking hilarious it was. And I was like, wow, are all these like creature movies like this? Are they all funny? Because that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, this had a lot of that too. This was tongue in cheek in a lot of ways. His follow-up, which is one I'd like to do with us, I don't know if we'll have the time, is Crawl. And that's a movie that's set during the hurricane season down in Florida. And the father is caught in basement, and suddenly there are alligators. And that one is dead serious, and that's one of only two movies I've ever seen where the audience got up, stood up, and applauded at the end. So there you go.
Well, there's that.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, this director is a damn good director for what he does. He's
absolutely.
He's
I mean, I loved Horns. That was my favorite of that year. So, and you know, High Tension, great French horror film.
Yep. And so there you go. And what I can tell you as far as housekeeping, tomorrow, Rachel and I are going to be talking about the WGA and the SAG-AFTRA strikes and their effect on the entertainment and what's going on with that and what we think of the people in the studios. Not only that, we're going to have at least one guest with us. His name is Raymond Lauda. Ray and I have known each other for over 40 years, and he's a member of SEG, which is the Screen Extras Guild, and it is his job that's at most danger of being replaced, I guess would be the word, and we'll be talking about that with him tomorrow. Yeah. And trust me, he makes good money doing what he does. And so we're going to be doing that tomorrow. Okay. Now let's see what Adam has set up. Hold on just a second. The funny thing is both Adam and TC have this set up where they've got it all the way now into September. It's kind of scary. Okay.
Yeah, a little bit. We're a little bit more fly by the seat of our dirty underpants on this side of things. So
exactly. So on Sunday, okay, DC is going to be doing Rock This Town Radio and it's 50 years of American Graffiti. So he's going to be featuring songs from American Graffiti on his show. And I can tell you that we're going to have a couple of commentary watches. I can also tell you that Troy Harris is going to be joining us sometime in the near future. He just did a commentary watch on William Friedkin's Bug, along with Tony Strauss, and both of them are very close friends of the podcast, and we hope to have both of them on. I've also contacted Joe Badon. Joe Badon will be back sometime in August, and he will be talking about his new film that is now premiered and going into the festival circuit. I can also tell you on the 7th through the 10th, I will be not around. And so we're going to set up some shows without me, hopefully. I can also tell you that we have the imminent return of Doc Sludge, otherwise known as Eric. And Eric is going to be doing a show or two in the next couple of weeks. So we're back on track here, guys. So we're going to be very, very busy in August, still celebrating summer, and then we're going to get into back to school. So there we go. That's what we've got going on so far, my dear.
All right. Well, so that all sounds good to me.
Absolutely. And also, lots of stuff happening, and it's good stuff, and we hope that you all enjoy Deviant Legion. Be sure to check us out on Blog Talk Radio and the archives and check out any of our shows. And with that, I think I'm going to say we're going to say good night, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Good night.
Don't say good night. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Good night.